Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Health insurance companies operating in Illinois will no longer be able to use so-called step therapy starting on January 1st. WBEZ's Alex Degman has details.
Step therapy is when policyholders have to try a less expensive treatment first, even if it's not what their doctor recommended. But that's no longer allowed under a series of measures signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker over the summer, known as the Health Care Protection Act. Pritzker at the time said this practice, also known as the fail first method, doesn't make sense.
I don't believe an insurance executive hundreds of miles away knows more about medicine than the doctor in the examination room with the patient.
The legislation also bans prior authorization requirements for mental health crises and so-called junk insurance plans, which are often short-term policies that don't meet the Affordable Care Act's minimum standards. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois Department of Transportation is joining forces with local law enforcement for the National Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign this holiday season. The agencies are reminding people to arrange for a sober ride home before the festivities begin. Maria Castaneda is a spokesperson for IDOT.
The main thing is we want to make sure that at the end of the day, everyone gets home safe, including yourself. The other reminder is don't let friends or family members drive impaired as well.
12 people died in car accidents in Illinois around Christmas last year, and of those, 4 deaths involved at least one driver who had alcohol in their system. That's according to data from IDOT. Law enforcement officers will also check for speeding, distracted driving, and people not wearing their seatbelts. With wrapping paper and gift boxes piling up after Christmas, the Rock Island County Waste Management Agency is reminding residents of what items can and cannot be disposed of in the blue recycling bins. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
Residents can recycle flattened and broken down cardboard boxes, newspapers, magazines, mail and other paper, plus glass, aluminum, steel cans, and rinsed out plastic bottles and containers. They advise to not recycle plastic bags, any styrofoam, pizza boxes, clothes, toys, and clear plastic wrappers. They advise you to dispose of these items in your garbage or donate the clothes and toys. Those unsure of an item can call 309-788-8925 or visit ricwma.org. With WVIK News, I'm Brady Johnson.
Iowa's own Caitlin Clark has netted another award after her first year in the WNBA. On Tuesday, the former Hawkeye was named the AP Female Athlete of the Year. In 2024, Clark led Iowa to the NCAA championship game and was the top draft pick for the WNBA. Fans packed sold-out arenas and millions of television viewers tuned in to follow her professional basketball journey. She broke several records and later won Rookie of the Year for the WNBA. This month, Time Magazine also named Clark Athlete of the Year. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.